Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 9th June 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's number of daily new COVID-19 cases has risen again up to 6,239 after 2 days of registering cases below the 6,000 mark. The Ministry of Health reported that Selangor logged another 2,291 new COVID-19 cases within the last 24 hours, contributing to more than one-third of the new cases posted today. Meanwhile, a total of 704 cases were recorded in Kuala Lumpur, 507 in Negeri Sembilan, 468 in Johor and Sarawak with 419 cases. All media practitioners who are not vaccinated are urged to refrain from going for any field reporting or coverage in public spaces. The National Union of Journalists of Peninsular Malaysia, NUJM, today calls on private media companies as well as the government and editors-in-chief to only send media personnel who are already vaccinated to carry out ground reporting in order to curb the spread of COVID-19 among media personnel who have yet to be vaccinated. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 National Immunisation Programme Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said that about 100 media practitioners received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine today. He said that more than 1,000 practitioners will receive their appointments in a week's time. On the international front, top US infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has called on China to release the medical records of the 6 laborers who fell ill after working in a mine in Yunnan province in 2012. The mine is in Mojiang, southwest China, about 1,500 kilometers from Wuhan, where COVID-19 was first identified. The workers were admitted to a hospital in Kunming with persistent coughs, fevers, head and chest pains and breathing difficulties after scrubbing a copper seam clean of bad feces in April 2012. 3 of them eventually died. They are now seen as key part of efforts to find the origins of COVID-19. Meanwhile, a former pharmacist in Wisconsin has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for tampering hundreds of doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Steven Brandenburg pleaded guilty in February for purposefully removing a box of COVID-19 vaccine vials from a hospital refrigeration unit during 2 successive overnight shifts in December last year. Meanwhile, World Bank President David Malpass said the bank does not support waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines at the World Trade Organization out of concern that it would hamper innovation in the pharmaceutical sector. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.